So let me now turn to Rob High, IBM Fellow, Chief Architect of IBM's SOA Foundation, and also a member of the IBM Academy of Technology, to begin our conversation about impact and the business and IT values we're going to get from it. Rob, these days, as you know, in the economy, many IT architects and technology executives are being challenged to drive more and faster ROI from their SOA investments, and often with fewer staff. How can IBM Impact help IT professionals faced with that question?
You know, it's always a good idea to get some help from other people who are practicing this stuff. That may be, you know, your peers in the industry. It might be other enterprises, other companies who are also exercising SOA, maybe in your own industry or maybe in other industries, and reaching out to them and getting their ideas about what they've done to try to accelerate the use of SOA and to achieve a higher degree of return from that use. This Impact Conference is coming up in May. I like it because it has a rich number of topics and sessions that are brought in, and to cover all aspects of SOA-based development and applying SOA to achieve higher degrees of return and investment. And it focuses on best practices for both software engineering and SOA in particular. Just as important is that it's largely based on experiences that other people are having. And so, you know, a large number of the sessions that are being organized at Impact are actually sessions where other customers of IBM have come in and will talk about, you know, what they do and how they leverage SOA and how they've gone about trying to solve the problems of getting better return from their SOA investments and how to do so with less staff and in a more cost-effective manner. And so, you know, the Impact Conference is a great place to learn from others and to gain the benefits of their experiences as you apply these techniques to your own solutions.
It's a great lead-in, Rob, into the Impact agenda. Take us through a couple of really cool highlights that people could benefit from quickly after they get back from Impact.
Yeah, very good. And so just to kind of survey a few of the sessions and pull them out at random here, there's sessions that will focus specifically on things that I've talked about before, that is, you know, how to apply the best practices for developing SOA-based solutions. We even have a session where one of our own distinguished engineers will come out and talk about what we've done within IBM to build reusable assets and to leverage those assets for composing capabilities, both within our products as well as the way that we conduct our own businesses. We also have practitioner sessions that focus on the technology and technique for creating composable monitoring widgets and to assemble those into a dashboard and customize those for individual end users and their particular needs. We also have some sessions that will focus on how to extract componentry, reusable services, not by creating them from scratch, but rather by leveraging our legacy, our heritage, the applications that are being used today to run our business. When we, you know, step away from those and look at them and think about them in their component parts, it's pretty easy to recognize where there may be capabilities in there that we can simply use. And when we do that, we've accelerated the development and deployment of solutions that use a service-oriented approach and gain advantage back to the business. So that's just a few of those that are in the agenda for the Impact session. And again, you know, some of those are actually taught by the technologists within IBM, people who are directly responsible for creating product that support customers who build SOA-based solutions. Some of those are taught by our professional practitioners, people who work today in the field with customers on building solutions and therefore can share those experiences and knowledge. And as I said before, a large number of those are actually taught by other customers who also have been practicing the use of SOA for their own business advantage and can share those experiences with other people.
Let's talk a little bit about the way Impact has been structured over the years, especially for this year, of how folks that have a particular agenda item or a particular problem they want to solve, that Impact is really designed to help that person get some real ROI from their attendance. Talk a little bit about how Impact would help that person basically meet his own agenda if he came.
Yeah, and this again is something that I really appreciate about what the organizers for the Impact Conference have done. First of all, of course, as you would expect, there's going to be a large number of sessions that deal with individual topics. But one of the tools that they provide for attendees is to build their own track, to build their own agenda, to either orient around predefined themes that have already been established, you know, with a certain knowledge about what it is that real developers need in order to improve their ability to leverage technology. Or you can use that as a template and customize that to include other activities, sessions that are more appropriate for you and your particular set of concerns. That's one thing. The other thing that is really attractive about Impact is they give an enormous number of opportunities to meet one-on-one with technical experts. They have the Product Technology Center where you can go in and work with technologists either around a particular technology or around technique and practice. So a tech zone where you can sort of walk in at any time and find experts who are available to walk and talk around a whiteboard setting and have a discussion around whatever topics of mind that you need to get into. We have one-on-one sessions with an enormous number of the executives that are responsible for the products that we use and develop for enabling SOA. In our experience working with customers with the SOA, we've kind of boiled down, you know, sort of five key building blocks to successful SOA. The Impact Conference has sessions that speak directly to, for example, the federation of service buses or to enabling dynamism within your service bus for connectivity between services, and in doing so, increasing the robustness and reliability of the system in the presence of those kinds of changes.
You know, this is a great view of Impact, Rob, for the architect, and I see that you've also taken this same philosophy for the business user.
Yeah, and again, we have sessions that will deal with these technologies and how to apply them and how to get the best advantage from them. It accelerates and it supports those relationships.
You know, speaking of the word accelerate, it does sound like IBM has structured IBM Impact this year to be an SOA accelerator for success. It really does seem as though for the 3 or 4 days I might be in Las Vegas, I could really save myself 3 or 4 months of confusion and working down some dead ends.
Yeah, very interesting analogy. Yes, we are. Impact is loosely coupled and strongly coherent.
Like many of the folks that work at IBM and many of the attendees at Impact. Rob High, Chief Architect and Technologist for SOA Foundation, thanks very much for taking so much time today and for taking us through a terrific view of the hands-on aspects and the ROI from Impact.
Very good, Vance. Thank you.